What if the experts we trust most are actually the worst at predicting the future? In 2008, credit rating agencies stamped AAA ratings on mortgage securities they deemed safer than government bonds, giving them a 0.12% chance of default. Within months, 28% had collapsed, proving 200 times riskier than predicted. This wasn't a minor miscalculation. It triggered a global financial meltdown that erased trillions in wealth and cost millions their homes and jobs. The truly maddening part? Economists like Robert Shiller had been sounding alarms for years. Google searches for housing bubble increased tenfold between 2004 and 2005. The warning signs blazed everywhere, yet the so-called experts with the best data missed them completely. This raises an uncomfortable question. If professionals with privileged access to information can fail so catastrophically, what does that say about our ability to predict anything at all? The rating agencies didn't just miscalculate, they fundamentally misunderstood risk. Their models treated mortgage defaults as independent events, calculating simultaneous failures at 1 in 3.2 million. But when housing prices collapse, they fall together. Accounting for this correlation multiplies the risk by 160,000. The real danger was transforming genuine uncertainty into false precision. They declared novel securities with no historical precedent virtually risk-free, like using your perfect driving record to predict drunk driving. The agencies only fed their models data from stable or rising markets, nothing that could predict a nationwide decline. They confused an out-of-sample problem with business as usual, and the global economy paid the price. Political scientist Philip Tetlock tracked nearly 1,000 predictions from television pundits over 15 years and discovered they performed no better than random guessing. Drawing from Isaiah Berlin's essay, Tetlock divided forecasters into two types. Foxes are intellectual omnivores who draw from multiple disciplines, embrace nuance, and constantly update their thinking. Hedgehogs view the world through a single governing principle. They're confident, ideological, and excel at constructing tidy narratives. When predicting the Soviet Union's collapse, foxes saw dysfunctional reality, while hedgehogs filtered everything through rigid frameworks. Foxes demonstrably outperform hedgehogs at forecasting, yet hedgehogs dominate public discourse because they're entertaining, making bold predictions with unwavering confidence. Dick Morris exemplifies this, consistently wrong but endlessly watchable. Foxes, with their careful qualifications, struggle in cultures that mistake nuance for weakness. Abundant information only helps hedgehogs construct more seductive stories that impair critical thinking. Dustin Pedroia stood just 5'8", with an unorthodox swing that made scouts dismiss him as backup material. But Pacoda, a statistical forecasting system, ranked him the fourth best prospect in 2006. After a rocky start, Pedroia became an all-star, won the World Series, earned Rookie of the Year, and later MVP, vindicating the data-driven approach. Baseball offers forecasters a massive advantage: 140 years of records, hundreds of players annually, and isolated individual performance. Unlike economic forecasting with just 11 post-war recessions, baseball provides enough data for genuine statistical confidence. The key is distinguishing skill from luck. Home runs prove more stable than batting average, while strikeouts and walks predict pitcher performance better than win-loss records. Yet when Pacoda's 2006 top 100 prospects faced off against Baseball America's scouting-based rankings, scouts won decisively. Their picks generated 630 wins versus Pacoda's 546 through 2011, a 15% advantage worth approximately $336 million. Scouts outperform purely statistical systems by using hybrid approaches with richer information, directly measuring fastball velocity or running speed rather than analyzing averages. A decade after Moneyball, the best teams combine both approaches, recognizing neither humans nor computers monopolize insight. Hurricane Katrina's path was predicted 5 days before devastating New Orleans, yet 1,600 people died when 80,000 residents failed to evacuate. This tragedy illustrates both the triumph and limitations of modern forecasting. Weather prediction has become remarkably successful. 3-day temperature forecasts have improved from 6-degree errors to 3.5 degrees since the 1970s, and hurricane landfall predictions have shrunk from 350-mile errors to 100 miles, providing an additional 48 hours of evacuation time. This progress stems from understanding atmospheric physics at the molecular level and running thousands of simulations with varying starting conditions. When your weather app shows 40% chance of rain, rain developed in 40% of these simulations. Despite chaos theory fundamentally limiting prediction, Edward Lorenz discovered that tiny differences in initial conditions produce dramatically different outcomes. Meteorologists have learned to work within these constraints. Earthquake prediction remains stuck in superstition. In April 2009, Italian authorities assured L'Aquila residents that tremor swarms were harmless. Days later, a magnitude 6.3 earthquake killed over 300 people. The fundamental problem? Seismologists lack meteorologists' deep understanding. "We're looking at rock 15 kilometers underground," one researcher explained. Without direct stress measurements, seismologists rely on noisy statistical data, constantly mistaking random fluctuations for meaningful signals, the classic overfitting problem that fails catastrophically in practice. Thomas Bayes, an 18th-century minister, developed a mathematical approach for thinking about uncertainty. His theorem describes how we learn through approximation, getting closer to truth as evidence accumulates, like growing more confident about sunrises with each occurrence. Bayes' theorem calculates conditional probability using three inputs: the probability of seeing evidence if your hypothesis is true, if false, and your prior belief. This solves counterintuitive problems. Strange underwear in your dresser might seem damning, but strong prior trust means infidelity probability remains low. A positive mammogram for women in their 40s indicates only 10% cancer probability because the base rate is so low. Without Bayesian thinking, false positives plague research. The U.S. government publishes 45,000 economic statistics, creating billions of potential correlations. Testing just pairs generates a billion hypotheses, making false positives inevitable. This explains why most published research findings are incorrect, and why Bayer laboratories couldn't replicate 2/3 of positive findings in medical journals. The Bayesian worldview demands stating prior beliefs before weighing new evidence. Claiming neutrality signals hidden biases. The key is making many forecasts and updating them whenever new information arrives, embracing trial and error rather than waiting for dramatic insights. We exist where objective and subjective reality meet, requiring both scientific knowledge and self-knowledge to distinguish signal from noise. History shows our collective views on predictability fluctuate with scientific fashions rather than actual forecasting improvements. Predictions range from impossible to routine, yet we fixate on spectacular failures instead of appreciating successes. The key principle: make many forecasts, test them rigorously, and update relentlessly. Data-savvy companies like Google prioritize thousands of real-world experiments over theoretical models. Our brains approximate reality, converting overwhelming sensory data into manageable patterns, imperfect shortcuts that improve with experience. Most people overweight recent headlines, ignoring data noise. Experts resist contradictory facts challenging their theories. The solution lies between: hold beliefs provisionally while remaining genuinely open to revision. In our information-saturated world, the crucial skill isn't accessing more data, it's identifying meaningful signals amid noise. Start predicting what matters to you. Document your forecasts. Check them against reality. Update when wrong. This isn't just forecasting. It's thinking clearly, recognizing knowledge limits, and building wisdom through instructive failures.